CBS presents this program in color.
Well, what is it?
Here's the reason we all confined.
Well, what's happening?
It's a crowd general with a bunch of medals.
Anybody with him?
I can't see. Kling's all excited.
What are they doing?
They're dancing.
Hansel Bootsy.
And now you are a general?
And you are still a colonel.
Now they're going into Kling's office.
You better get the colonel.
Oh, colonel, there's a crowd general outside.
It's the trouble with prison camps. You never have a minute just to do nothing. Get the intercom working, huh?
Come in, my dear Stoffel. Come in, come in. On the phone, you mentioned something about a beautiful Rhine maid.
Oh. Asleep in the back of my car.
Oh, really? You were always the wild one.
All set, Colonel.
Good.
To General Stoffel, the great tactician of the Africa Corps, my guest.
To my old classmate at the university, then two grades ahead of me, now two grades behind.
I shall never forget what you gave me.
My dueling scar.
Ah, it was my pleasure. Oh, I could use a man like you. We could be a team again.
A team?
Side by side in combat. The smell of gunpowder, the roar of cannons.
There's nothing I would like better. But I cannot shirk my duty here. My iron hand is needed to control these prisoners.
Of course, Bootsy.
A little more cognac, Hansi.
Yeah.
Now, I have arranged a luncheon at the officers' club. Oh, just simple soldiers' fare. A little relaxation before returning to battle.
What do you know about my returning to battle?
Nothing. No one even knows that you are here, Hansi.
Good. No one must know.
I would wager the success of your next campaign on that.
The Allies would give anything, Bootsy, to know where I am.
But how could they possibly find out?
Simple. Kinch, radio London, and tell them.
Have a date with his boys at dawn tomorrow out in the good old desert. Could be an awfully good show for us if he doesn't make it.
Take it you want us to keep him here?
I do like the way your mind works. Just for 24 hours or so.
Just for 24 hours? Got any suggestions how?
That is a sticky wicket. But do give it a whirl, chaps. Over and out.
Over and out.
How are we supposed to kidnap a German general?
Do give it a whirl, old chaps.
Oh, Colonel. He's sleeping in the back of his car.
The general? Why would the commander of the Africa Corps be doing that?
Germans. A butler went for lunch and he can't stay awake.
All right. London wants us to delay him till after the offensive. Let's take him.
How?
Good afternoon, General. I'm the senior POW officer. Colonel Klink asked me to take you on an inspection tour of the barracks.
Well, then what?
Once in the barracks, we get him into the tunnel and to England for the duration.
Colonel,
mm-hmm.
You sure that's a good plan?
You have a better one?
Good plan.
Carter? Carter?
Yes.
Diversion.
Schultz! Come here a minute.
Come on. Come on in.
Come
what
here.
Is it? What?
I want to see you. Come on in.
What is it? What do you
want?
Want
you to sell an organ.
What?
I bet Newkirk I could guess how much you weigh.
That's all you guys have to do.
Now, oh, sir, listen to him.
Well?
Well, I estimate 250 pounds. Am I right?
I say nothing.
Nothing.
Well? 300 if he's a pound.
That's a terrible thing to say.
What do you weigh?
295, but it's still a very terrible thing to say.
Hello?
Hello. Sorry, miss, I didn't know this cab was taken. Follow me. Excuse us, miss, just passing through.
A Gestapo major? Well, what is it all about? Of course, let him in. Anything he wants.
Why are they here?
Who knows?
Might be awkward. You know how they twist things.
Oh, how delightful.
Klink, you have private quarters here?
Of course, through this door, straight ahead.
Unload the equipment.
Colonel Hogan, senior officer of the Prisoners of War reporting.
So?
And may I say how glad we are to see you here, sir. You see, we have many grievances, and what with the Gestapo's reputation for fairness and generosity, we're
Welcome to Stalag 13. I'm so happy to... What are you doing here? I confined all prisoners to the barracks.
Why was that, Colonel Kling?
Well, it
I've been meaning to ask why myself, Commandant.
Discipline. Discipline, sir. I run a hard camp. Sir, you should have let me know that you were coming.
Oh, the Gestapo warns no one. I am Major Zola, Commandant Kling, and I assure you I know all about you and your camp. I will come right to the point. There is something strange about this camp.
Strange, sir? Not one complaint from Berlin.
Why do they not complain?
Because Berlin...
Because Berlin cannot be trusted either.
Berlin cannot be trusted? What about General Buchhalter?
What about General Buchhalter?
He personally commended Stalag 13. No incidents, no escapes.
Perhaps General Buchhalter cannot be trusted. What do you say to that?
General Buchhalter?
I trust no one. Not you, not my mother.
Not your mother? Sir, I assure you, I run a model camp.
We will find something wrong, believe me. I always say, if a thing sounds too perfect, watch out.
Come.
Commandant Klink, please, Herr Kommandant, I have apprehended Colonel Hogan to be absent from the barracks without official orders.
Not now.
What did I say?
Schultz, you're too perfect.
And this, Colonel Klink, is a wireless listening device perfected by my department.
Very interesting.
Oh, my prisoners are much too broken in spirit to require such measures.
Definitely.
So we shall see. This can hear a mouse's heartbeat at 100 paces.
I run a clean camp, sir. We have no mice here.
It can also detect the sound of men working in tunnels.
Amazing. We may do a little digging to see if it works when I get back.
This casts a beam so powerful, it can find a prisoner 1,000 yards away.
Sir, my prisoners are never that far away.
Wait, it can crack a skull like this. I see you find discipline distasteful, eh, Commandant? I shall put that in my report.
Sir, I admire discipline.
How fortunate. In case you should ever be on the receiving end.
Don't worry, Colonel. There's not a chance in the world they'll find what they're looking for.
What are they looking for?
You mean you don't know about the general's girlfriend?
What about her? How do you know about the general?
There is no general here.
What do you know about his girlfriend?
I thought you'd recognize her from the pictures.
Pictures? Must you always talk in riddles?
You have to really hand it to General Stoffel. I mean, he may be a fool, but he's got guts.
What are you talking about?
Well... Sorry, sir. It's just that the girl has been seen constantly with Himmler, that's all.
Himmler? The Gestapo? Now I know why they're here.
Everything all right, Colonel?
What am I to do?
Well, one thing's for sure, we mustn't let Stoffel take the bit in his teeth and leave too soon. You know what that would mean.
Of course, of course. What would it mean?
Shooting.
Shooting?
Well, you know how Stoffel is.
Who knows better than I? Didn't he give me the scar? At the university, we were inseparable.
And as his best friend, you'd be implicated.
I hardly know him.
So the best thing to do is keep him entertained in your quarters.
Entertained? In my quarters?
As to food and wine, I was thinking of my man LeBeau, French, most discreet.
LeBeau, I should give the order.
I guess that takes care of things.
Colonel Hogan, although we've had our differences in the past, and since our uniforms do not permit us to be friends still, my quarters. The Gestapo will find them both in my quarters.
Colonel, I like the way you see through problems.
What can we do?
Well, we've got to keep the Gestapo busy somewhere else. They must not come near your quarters.
It will never work. Colonel Hogan, it must work.
Colonel, please. The uniform has to last me for the duration.
Men, it is up to you. You, Gunther, go with Schneider to the warehouse. Do not hesitate to use your torches.
Jawohl!
Jawohl! Major!
You there. What is your name?
It's Sergeant Schultz. Awaiting your orders, Major.
I assume you know about wireless radio, correct?
Wireless radio? Of course, Major.
Remember, we must show these Allied prisoners how we will win the war.
Jawohl, Major.
You seem to be very nervous, Herr Klink.
Me? Nervous? Why should I be nervous?
That's the question. Follow me.
Oh, Schultz, here, let me help you, Schultz.
Come on. Please, Colonel Hogan, don't think of helping me. You're full, Major.
This is a foolproof instrument, Schultz. If there is a tunnel under the ground anywhere, it will tell us.
Jawohl, Major.
Another example of German scientific supremacy.
We are a remarkable people, Major.
I told you, Schultz.
There. Major, I hit something.
Give me that.
Major, would you like me to dig?
No, Schultz. This is going to be my little surprise.
You may fire when ready, Gridley.
Monseigneur?
Look, Hans, the real champagne.
From the commandant's private cellar.
Ah, he knows how to live, this Klink. Not how to die, but how to live.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mademoiselle, mon général.
What is that?
I don't know. Some sort of vent.
Let's take a look.
You want me to hold your light?
Yes. Give your hand, Sergeant.
Right.
Pleasure.
Okay. Watch it now.
Where's the light?
Come back here! Train! What is happening? They did this.
They stole our equipment.
Quiet, you fool. Zola finds out, he sends us to the Russian front.
What will we do?
What can we do? Take it easy. After a while, we tell him we didn't find anything.
There it is, Schultz. Those loose boards, that is how they plan to escape.
You fool, Major.
Yeah. Set up the ladder.
Shut up.
No, no, Schultz, no. I'll go. Take this. Give me that crowbar.
Roll.
If that fool Klink wants evidence, I'll show him.
What is that?
It's from here. Somebody is prying up the floor. It must be a prisoner trying to escape. Give me the monkey wrench.
He stole that too.
Here, I can use this.
We can redeem ourselves. Now Major Zola will be very proud of us.
What is it?
Colonel Hogan, senior prisoner war officer. Is the general ready for lunch yet, sir?
Forget the lunch. Where's Klink? Have my car brought here. I must leave immediately.
Of course, right away, sir. About the young lady?
Let her sleep. This is what she does best. She could sleep through an artillery duel.
Yes, of course.
Just a minute,
sir.
You recognize her?
Oh, just from the pictures.
What pictures?
Well, you know how it is in prison. We don't have much to do, so we read all your gossip sheets. They say he's crazy about her.
Who is crazy about her?
What's his name? That's on the tip of my tongue. Himmel.
No, Himmler.
Himmler, that's...
Himmler!
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. You're leaving. He'll never know.
How can I leave? The place is crawling with Gestapo, and now I see why.
What did I think of that? That's why you're a general.
In a minute.
Too bad you're not in one of our uniforms. Then you'd be completely anonymous. Huh, Lebeau?
Oh, invisible.
Just a minute. Mm-hmm. Suppose I were dressed like you. How would that help me get out of here?
No, then no one would notice you, you see. You get in the back of Colonel Klink's car, you crouch down, and pfft, right out the gate.
Get me an American uniform.
No, how would we do that?
I don't know how. Just do it.
You say so. Lebeau?
Size 44, regular. Coming up, Monsieur.
Oh, General? Would you care for cuffs?
I assure you, prisoners, this comedy is over. Do you want to tell me about it, or will I be forced to drag it out of you? Very well. No one will speak. I shall question you more closely.
Schultz. He's too smart, Schultz. He's going to find out about it.
Find out what?
About the defector.
What defector?
The one trying to escape in the back of Klink's car. He'll never make it anyway. Why should he get all of us into trouble? Go get him, Tiger.
Schultz, where are you going?
Stop!
Schultz! What are you doing
Stop!
Here?
I'm apprehending a defector.
A what?
A defector! Out! Defector! Out!
Now we have something.
This can be explained.
Yes, I shall enjoy hearing you explain. Take him away.
I am Major General Hans Stoffel, commander of the 9th Armored Division Africa Corps.
So? The Africa Corps has changed uniform?
I can explain this. Klink, explain this.
Explain what?
That I am General Stoffel, your old classmate. Tell him.
Well, Klink?
He resembles my old classmate, but that's such a long time ago.
Klink!
Ask this man. He got me the uniform.
Never saw him before in my life.
Just a minute! If I'm not with my troops in the morning, you shall have to answer for this.
Of course. But first we must find out just what those troops are. In our Berlin headquarters, we have facilities for sifting out the truth.
There is no time for this.
For the truth, there is always time. Take him away.
I wonder who he really is.
Hogan, there is something diabolical about you.
I know.
Hogan, for you, I'm considering 30 days in the cooler.
If you think I deserve it, sir, I'd be most happy to honor your sense of duty.
If you deserve it, you deserve 6 months, a year.
That hurts.
The Allies have started a big offensive in the desert, and he wasn't there to stop them.
They got through?
With Stoffel gone like a knife through butter. And now my old friend will never talk to me again. My career, it's in jeopardy.
In jeopardy? Ha! I've never seen a campaign waged more brilliantly. You achieved total victory, if I may say so, sir. Total victory.
I did?
Well, if you and Stoffel were still friends, sooner or later he would have talked you into being a tank commander. Not that you wouldn't have been brilliant.
Danke.
The Gestapo was after you. And where are you today? Driving a droshky on the Russian steppes? No, sir. You're right here where you belong, at Stalag 13.
You know something, Hogan? You could be right.
Solly was a mere puppet in your hands. You let him dance, think he was in command, and then you cut him dead. You were brilliant the way you got rid of the Gestapo.
I was? I never thought of that. I wanted them to leave me alone, and now they're gone.
Congratulations, Commandant.
Danke.